A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
New York and LA in the building at the same time.
All day, and that's what we're going to be discussing.
On a mic. Let me ask you this, Queen. What are the pros of LA?
Okay, well, obviously, in October, I will be living in LA for 10 years. Still can't believe that I made it here this long.
Decade.
Oh my God, you by so fast. But the pros of LA is the weather.
Of course.
Making money, being able to work in this industry. I work in the, of course, the television industry and work with musicians and stuff like that. So being able to really make your dreams come true, having opportunities like this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because somebody out here is always doing something, and you're always going to meet right. somebody who's always doing something, whether it be a producer or a photographer. So you can definitely make your dreams come true here for sure.
Right.
I feel like
what are the misconceptions?
The misconceptions of Los Angeles is people who literally up and leave their whole life and come over here and think that this shit comes overnight. And it doesn't. You have to come here with either some money, either some money, or else you're going to be sleeping from couch to couch and fucking to have somewhere to sleep or sleeping wow. in somebody's car. That's real. That's what's out here. That's what's happening. It's really disgusting.
And it's easy to be homeless here,
it's
too.
It's very easy to be homeless here. It's very easy to get caught up in the rigmarole. It's very easy to get caught up in drugs. This is Hollywood. This is where people get high. This is where people sleep around for money. This is where people, the most beautiful girls come from all over the country and or world. They move here with the perception that they're going to come here and be this huge star and this huge actress. And you turn around, they high or for some type of fucking drug, sleeping on somebody's couch or in their car because they came here with no money and not no real goals. And they think that they thought that they looks were going to get them far. But what they looks just got them is a stiff dick and a couch. Because at the end of the day, they don't come here with any type of foundation and think that they looks is enough, but you wind up selling pussy. So
that's crazy. It's like playing Russian roulette.
It's Russian roulette for sure with your life. See, for me, I moved out here. I didn't know anybody or whatever. But at the end of the day, I am so comfortable with being who I am and so true to myself. Like, I came here with money. And at the end of the day, yo, I could have came out here, got my whole body done. First of all, I'm the only one here from my family. I could have moved out here, got my whole entire body done, went, got my nose done, switched my whole shit, lost mad weight, and I could have been one of those bitches because I'm sexy as fuck and I know how to maneuver. A bitch used to be a stripper back in the days. I know how to maneuver a nigga. I'm a boss and I know how to maneuver a nigga. I could have came out here with that type of mentality because nobody's here from my family. So I could have been out here. My name could have been Alexis, my stripper name. I could have been out here on some other shit, but I said
nobody would never know.
No one would never know. But because I'm true to myself and I knew my potential and I knew that I had an amazing personality and my determination to succeed, listen, Listen.
You from New York City.
And I'm
too,
from New York City. You can make it there. You can make it anywhere. I was not taking no for an answer. I've seen a lot of come. I've seen a lot of go. Hey,
yeah,
a lot
I
of
say
break.
That all the
I
time.
Seen a lot of go. Ho. That's
just, I say that all the time to my sister. I watch so many people come and go. I'm an LA native. And this is my second stint. I moved back in 2012. And I've seen, since I've been here, I've seen a lot of people come and go.
Yeah.
And it just, when I see that, it makes me, and the same thing with New York, though, any big major city. But when I see that, I'm like, shit, like, I'm blessed with what I have and
Son.
The opportunity to yes. make money and, you know, not do no shady shit. Because it's tough in these LA streets. And I've seen people get fucking sucked into drugs and
Strung
homelessness.
Out.
Yeah,
strung
people
out,
I looked up
homelessness,
to on the street.
Selling themselves, guys and girls, selling themselves. I've seen, and I'm a hairstylist, so I am interacting with these type of people. So I watch how they move. And all I say to myself is, Lord, I'm grateful for my journey. I'm grateful for my blessings. And I'm grateful for you keeping me, because it could have been a whole different type of lifestyle.
Yeah.
But that's why when you move here, you have to have your mind right, and you have to be focused, and you can't be easily swayed, and you can't be easily manipulated, because you can move here and be easily manipulated because of the stars. Ooh, it's the lights. That song is real. Action,
but,
Hollywood.
Okay, so let me,
that Hollywood life is a different type of life, for real.
But let's explain, because everybody you talked about since we've been recording, kind of geared towards people who move here. I tell people all the time, I said, there's a difference between LA and Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
They're both the same place, but there's a difference between LA and Hollywood.
My reality is Hollywood. That's
okay.
My reality. My reality is Hollywood. I am in a circumference where I can get to Hollywood Boulevard literally in 5 minutes. I can get downtown literally in 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. I can get to on Crenshaw and within 10 minutes, like I'm in a area where,
centrally located,
but my reality is Hollywood. That's all I work in. That's all I deal with. That's the only thing that I know from being here for almost 10 years. I only know that, but I remember, I think it was 2014 when you took me to Venice to the, drum circle
yeah.
And the things. The things that you go underneath with the boat.
The canals. Yeah. Like
that
Venice.
Blew
like,
my mind. I didn't know.
You've been here for how long and
I've
never seen it?
Never saw it.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people come to LA moving or visiting, and they base their LA experience off of
Hollywood.
For sure. But I kind of see in your circle too, like, You know some people who are from LA.
So I've been blessed to my best friend, Latrice. I've been blessed to, I noticed that I do get close to LA natives because they're more real to me. See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? My spirit takes natives. All of the natives are the people that I'm closest to. Those are the people who I love, and those are the people who are in my life, the natives. So there is a difference between the natives and the transplants, the people who've been living here for like 15, 20 years who say they from L.A., but they're not really from L.A. My best friend Latrice is from L.A., and her family is from L.A. Claire's from L.A. You're from L.A.
Yeah.
Rashad from the salon, he's from L.A., and all those people in there from L.A. So it's like the closest people to me are L.A. natives. Those are the people who I let into my spirit. Now, some of the transplants, I can't do it.
Because I think the people who move here from other places, I don't find this with New York, but I don't find this with New York. New York people are New York people wherever they go.
Yes.
But I find people from Middle America or anywhere else, they come to LA and they think they're supposed to put on or act a certain type of way because they live in LA. And I think that's what gets it the bad rap, because I hear this all the time. Like, I'm at work earlier today and somebody was like, they were like shocked that I said that I was from LA. And it was like, I could tell because you know, you're just different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't care about any of this shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nah, I don't. I don't care about any of that Hollywood, even though we work in the same industry. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's just, I hear that all the time. The people from LA are cool and real as fuck. And the people who move here are the ones
who... They're the ones who ruin it for everyone. Because I definitely, in the beginning, I was hanging around people who were transplants as well. And I used to watch these bitches go travel to go sell pussy in Dallas and all these places.
Shout out to our sex workers, though.
Shout out to the sex workers. Yo, you got it. You can flaunt it and you can sell it. Go ahead and drop that pussy down low. Drop that kitty down low.
Right.
I mean, you know that? Drop that kitty down low.
We used to sing that song on the beat.
Drop that kitty down low. Go ahead and get a coin for it. But at the same time, but you know what? In the beginning, you do have to find your rhythm. You do have to find your rhythm when you first move here. When I first moved here, I lived at the Hollywood Towers, $24.50 a month.
The Tower of Terror.
But I lived in a new building, the LaBella building, across from that. But I had access to both places. But I lived in...
That is where the Tower of Terror comes from.
Yeah, the Tower of Terror comes from that. Yeah, but I lived right next to it in the new building. Celebrities live in my building. J-Lo's ex-husband was on my floor. Like Annie Menelakis, fucking the model, whatever, Takara. Like all of us lived in there. Like, but you know, that's because I knew no better. So my perception from LA was move to Hollywood. And then when that bitch was paying, when I was paying all that money, and I came out every day to the homeless people under the bridge, a bitch was like, oh no.
Right. A bitch
can't be paying almost $2,500 a month to come outside to the homeless.
Right.
Even living in New York, I didn't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So that 1 year I cried almost every day, and I used to fly back and forth to New York like every other month because I missed my girls. You know, I owned a successful salon in New York. So I missed my girls. So I used to fly back and forth. But it was depressing at first because I saw depression every day. That's when I realized I need to move to a place where people go to work every day.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I hear that too.
Yeah. So the people who sold, I moved to Koreatown, which is super cool, central located or whatever. And I've been in my apartment for 9 years. But that's neither here nor there. The point that I'm trying to make is... when you come here, you're going to definitely get lessons, but you cannot come here thinking that you look good enough to be here. Because when you get here, you may be the flyest one in your town in Indiana, baby. But when you move to Hollywood, California, these beautiful girls are everywhere. They run up the mountaintops. They run up the stairs. These bitches be out here working out for a living, trying to get saved.
They really do.
They do, trying to get saved. So that is the difference also, because they will leave their small town homes. They'll come out here and they will see how these people are moving out here. And they will literally change their morals and change who they really are to try to fit in to the perception of Hollywood. So that's how they get on drugs.
Yeah.
That's how they become prostitutes.
Right.
That's how they become homeless.
Yeah.
Because they're not really doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot.
So how long have you been here again?
October will be 10 years. October 2020, I will be living here for 10 years.
What do you think about, and we kind of talked about this off record, you don't know too much about Black LA.
I do not know too much about Black LA. Absolutely.
How many times you been to Inglewood?
I go to Inglewood to go shopping at this place called Chic and Curvy. And I used to go to Inglewood to go to Doolin's. But now I go to the Doolin's down Crenshaw on 45th.
Okay, so you could count the times if you sit down and think about it.
Yeah, I can count it on probably.
10 years. So
because
I get a lot of people who come to LA and visit. Like I said, every time people come to LA, they stay in Hollywood, downtown LA, or on the west side, Santa Monica, Venice, mm-hmm. or Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But so they always say, where's the black people? Where's the black? You're not.
Gonna... I always, when I first moved here, I used to be like, where's the black people?
But now you know where they are.
I know where they are, but it doesn't mean I will go. Oh, you know where I used to go?
Where?
To Santee Alley. Not Santee Alley. Slauson, swap meet.
I mean, but so the black people.
are there. It makes me feel very comfortable when I go there. But as far as living in that area or environment, no.
Why wouldn't you live over there?
Why would I live over there?
Why wouldn't you live over there?
I wouldn't live over there because I feel like the way that I was raised, I grew up poor and I grew up being reminded of that. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
I grew up poor. I was reminded by that every single day. I feel like I grew up hard and I feel like I don't want to have to come out every day and see my people struggling or everybody standing at the bus and trying to hustle and bustle and get where they got to go. I left that when I left on my own, when I got on my own at 17. So most of my life, I said, I will always make sure that I live better than what I'm used to. Or how, not saying that living in Inglewood and Crenshaw and Long Beach and all those places are bad. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I rather make my situation more comfortable for me and not feel like I have to look over my shoulder. Because come on, let's keep it 100. You know our people.
Well, okay. So I strongly disagree with that.
Okay.
So is it fair to say that you haven't had the complete Black LA experience since you've been here?
Absolutely.
Okay, because there's Baldwin Hills, there's Ladera Heights, there's Inglewood, there's
I go up to Baldwin Hills. My clients was up in Baldwin Hills in the big houses.
Yeah, so it's like, that's Black. That's like the biggest. LA still do have the largest contiguous area of Black wealth in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And Maryland is second. So Long Beach, you know what I mean? So, but you did say, and the defensive statement I'm making, that you haven't had the authentic, full Black LA experience.
So maybe if I was to have that full, authentic Black LA experience, my
perception
will change. But you can't change what you don't know.
But are you seeking it?
I'm actually not seeking it. What I am seeking, though, I am seeking probably going to Wakanda. You know where Wakanda is?
Oh, yeah. Nigeria, actually.
Nope.
South Africa?
Nope.
What?
Atlanta.
Oh, I mean.
Atlanta. Atlanta.
You might go out there and come back with something.
I know. That's the only reason. No, I've been thinking about Atlanta a lot only because our businesses as Black people thrive in Atlanta. But that's a whole nother subject. And I will be amongst my people, but those people there will be extremely successful. A lot of them will be very successful. A lot of them will have a lot going on. Our businesses thrive in Atlanta. Atlanta is the new Wakanda because it's ran Black. All the businesses are Black in all of the businesses.
But it's a Republican state with a racist ass governor.
Is it a Republican state?
It's a Republican state. And it has one of the highest
HIV thing.
I
was speaking to someone from Atlanta, from Georgia yesterday, and he was like, you know, that's kind of a lie. They trying to keep us from going there because we're thriving. But you got to think about it too, like this, right?
My brother, shout out to Andre, Dr. Andre Hemp. He is the Director of Clinical Psychology at Georgetown University. He used to work at CDC in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta has a lot of issues, but let's not even get into that. Let's get back on LA. Let's go back to the pros.
Because
It kind of took a dark negative turn.
I know, sorry.
What are the pros of LA?
The pros of LA, like I
besides
said.
Besides the weather, besides the natives,
and besides
the work
the
opportunity.
But
do you think the people here are overall just nice? Like, just pleasant and nice.
Well, my presence and my energy warrants to be treated.
Wow, that's true.
Nicely. Even with some celebrities, somebody could probably think that this celebrity is a bitch. But when I work with that person, it is nothing.
They have no choice.
Because I come in with a ray of sunshine. So I honestly.
And if somebody, that's true, because you come in loud and
like, hey.
And rambunctious. And you got a fucking attitude if you don't respond to that pleasantly.
Yes.
Period. Whatever the fuck you just went through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can honestly say that I'm blessed to really be, when people see me come, they love me.
Yeah.
I am greeted with smiles, happiness, and love. So I personally haven't been in situations with people who were super mean. So I can say, but are there some snobs?
Right.
Absolutely. Have I stood and watched the snobs? Absolutely. I'm like, yo, these bitches need to calm the fuck down.
Right.
I've definitely have seen a lot of snobs, people with their head up in the air, like they're popping, knowing that they coming from living in tractor trailers and tipping cows in Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? But they come out here and got their head up in the air like they popping.
Right.
So, but for me, my energy warrants respect. My energy warrants for people to be kind. So I don't have any issues with that.
And then, you know, every time you ask somebody about LA, the first thing they say is the weather. The weather
is amazing, and the beaches.
But isn't it nice too? And I'm from here, so I grew up with this shit my whole life. When I'm driving,
the mountains.
Yeah.
I absolutely.
It never gets old.
Never gets old. I love driving far. I love driving to Vegas because of the mountains.
But even in the city.
I love driving. Listen, let me finish. I love driving here. Like, I love driving to Burbank. Like, I just love when I'm driving, especially on a nice sunny day, or even when it's about to have a purple sunset, I literally be looking at the foreground. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Background.
Yeah.
I'll be like, wow, this is a beautiful... At Los Angeles, California in itself is a beautiful place. What I did say I was going to do this was drive up the PCH and go to Napa Valley.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Big Sur is... And it's funny because driving up PCH, the scenery changes so much.
Yeah.
Like, coming from San Diego, going to LA, it's kind of like the desert almost until you get to, like, Laguna. Then when you get to LA, it's a city. Then when you go to, like, Big Sur... becomes like, I can't explain it. It's beautiful.
I can't wait to see that.
It's very, very breathtaking.
I'll probably be doing that within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
But that motivates you. Like, that motivates me. Like, the sun, like, having a little bout of depression, you go outside in the sun, all that vitamin D. Like, how can you be fucking
mad? I think that's what keeps me looking young, too. Nobody ever knows how old I am. I think that's what keep me looking young. The hustle and bustle that I do here. And the vitamin D for sure. Having rarely any gloomy days. Of course, we'll have a few, but it's rare that we have a lot of gloomy days.
I embrace those gloomy days. I know
because you don't get it. But for me, I mean, I'd be like, whatever. You know, I don't have to deal with schlepping snow and all types of shit like that. Okay, so what else do you want to know from me?
But your opportunity here, you have been very successful.
Yes, I'm grateful.
You've been here.
Yes.
But you were very successful in New York too. So, I mean, if you have that boss mentality, and if you're a hard worker and you're a hustler and you're an honest person, you can make it anywhere.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I feel like at the end of the day, but let's really discuss it. I also had a lot of sacrifices.
Right.
I've sacrificed my personal life.
Okay, so that is a big thing too. You have to have the ability to
move around freely out here in order to succeed.
Yeah.
You can't come out here with four kids and saying you want to be an actor or an actress.
Oh my God.
I've met so many girls who be like, oh, I want to be an actress. I want to be an actress. And when I look at them, I'm like, acting on what? Look thrown away. Look crazy. I'm like, yo, I told one girl and she switched her shit up. I told one girl, I said, you came out here to be an actress. I said, I know one girl who moved out here. I said, you want to be an actress? She said, yeah. I said, on what? I said, don't you think by the way you look right now that you will be typecast? She started crying. She was like, you're right. I said, you need to change your shit up if you want to be an actress. I mean, of course, you know, I don't hold my tongue.
Very encouraging.
Very encouraging. But she switched up. She's been going to acting classes.
Oh, wow.
She's been going to acting classes. I'm like, yo, if you're going to move here to be an actor, actress, like, people be telling me I need to be on TV or movies all the time. And I didn't come here for that.
Right.
But I bet you, I tell you this, because I'm so determined to succeed at whatever it is that I do. First of all, scared money don't make no money.
Right.
So I'm willing to drop the bag to do what I need to do. So at the end of the day, if I chose to be like, you know what, tomorrow I want to fuck it. I want to pursue acting because I think I can do it. I will give it 100%. and I promise you, you will see me on some shit.
Oh, somebody, but you wouldn't even have to. You could just tell one of your friends. Yeah, I know. Put me on the show.
I know. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the personality. I'm grateful for the ability to make it here. So you want to know what are some of the cons?
Yeah, what are the cons?
The cons living in Los Angeles, California is you cannot expect to come here and fall in love. There is absolutely no love here in Los Angeles, California. If you coming out here,
say Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
Because we remember there's two different LAs. Oh, Hollywood.
Well, from my experiences and from the people that I know.
Didn't you have that Mexican boyfriend at one time?
Don't, let's not bring him up. Jesus Christ. I've never do that
but
again.
Are you even actively looking for?
I am actively open. Well, okay, no. But a part of me is opening up a little more and being open to meeting people. Because when you meet so many fugazi asses out here, it's like, and you see a lot of black men, no shade, only wanting to date outside of their race. They don't want black women.
But they
not,
they don't be from here, though.
They don't. Well, right, because I'm not in the black I'm not in black Los Angeles, so right. I wouldn't know. People keep telling me you need to go to Inglewood, you need to go to Crenshaw, go to Long Beach or all these places, and you'll you know, you'll meet people. But I personally, it's all good. I feel like the type of person that I am, as long as I'm focused on my bag, if it's meant for me to be with somebody or meet someone, it'll happen.
I am
now at a point where I'm open mentally, because that was very difficult for me to be.
My friend told me that LA, she's a black woman from the East Coast, from Baltimore. She was like, it's easier to be a lesbian here to find a black man.
No, thank you.
You wouldn't, you don't think
hell
about dipping in the lady pond?
No. As long as House of Curves, HAUSE, of Curves, is selling clitoral suction vibrators, I will be okay. I'd rather twiddle my little tweet for the rest of my life before having to suck some pussy. I'm not doing that. And don't you edit that out either.
Would you? Okay. would you get into like the Persian Armenian thing? Because that's, you see, you got to think about
Persian
that.
Armenian.
They be fly.
They are fly. They rule mad shit out here.
Yeah.
And they brown. So I could probably deal with a Persian Armenian because they're very brown. I just have a thing with loving black men and loving brown skin and this way men smell.
I got a whole story about that. You know, it's funny. This is a misconception of LA. We never talked about this before. So growing up, I've always known that wealth in LA was Persian, Armenian, and Jew,
mm-hmm.
not white.
Yes.
And I think when a lot of people come here and they want to do the Beverly Hills thing, but they see all the Persian people and the Muslims, and then when they do see a little bit of white, they'll mm-hmm. see Jews. A lot of people are surprised. I'm like, wealth in LA has never been white.
Yo, Armenians and Persians rule everything. Yeah. They are wealthy as fuck. They rule everything
and
out here on a low.
LA,
white wealthy LA is Jews, and white wealthy is old money.
But then white wealthy LA too is, so when you do want to see like traditional blonde hair, blue eye, white wealth LA prototype, what you see on TV.
Malibu.
Yeah. Malibu. Oh shit. Okay.
I know what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. I brought a friend a couple of weeks ago. We went to Beverly Hills and we went to Nixon Beverly Hills, and he was just like, you know, shocked that everybody he saw was not, you know, white.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
traditional Persian white. People. Netherland Persian, white.
Armenian. He was like, he was just shocked. And I was like, it's always been like this, though. People were coming in covered up with their hijabs on and shit. I'm like, it's all like, it's, as long as I remember, it's always been this. And people so used to what they're seeing on TV.
That's what I'm saying. The perception.
Yeah.
So you can't move. Sorry. You can't move here with the perception of what you think Hollywood is. Yo, when I went to Hollywood Boulevard, now mind you, I'm from New York. I'm used to Times Square.
Right.
I'm used to Times Square. Everything lit the fuck up. Everything big. Everything going on. And when I went to Hollywood Boulevard and I saw how small Hollywood Boulevard was and how dirty it was right. with the fat Spider-Mans and shit, I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Because TV makes things look so big.
Right.
Bigger than what they are. So at the end of the day, my perception of what LA was supposed to be got a quick reality check when I started moving around. So that's why I feel like if you're going to move to Los Angeles, please understand, please visit first, because I did none of the sorts.
But you can't visit because it's so big.
True. You could visit, you could come. I came for 8 days to find a place. My friend Lanisha, who knew this place like the back of her hand, she came with me. I came here for 8 days and made my decision, made a mistake and came up on House of Curves. I mean, Hollywood Towers by accident with a realtor. And that's when I was like, I want to live here.
Right.
But, I came here for 8 days. I didn't know where I was going to live. I didn't know what I was going to. I came here for 8 days just to do some research, but my mind was already made up.
Yeah.
My mind was already made up. So when I went to Hollywood Towers, I did every single paperwork, everything, down payment, everything that day out of those 8 days. Because I believe that, yo, when something feels right in your spirit and something feels right to you, I really believe that you need to jump. I don't think you should overthink anything.
Right.
I feel like if you feel like in your spirit, like, yo, I want to go move to San Diego. It keeps calling me. Yo, fucking go. Because you never know if your blessing's going to be there. Now, here I am. Almost 10 years. October will be 10 years. So many people I've watched come here.
And go.
But when you move on your purpose, and you move when you're supposed to move, as opposed to always overthinking everything, your life will change.
I believe that.
You really have to stop overthinking. Your intuition is never wrong. It tells you when things are right, and it tells you when things are wrong. And I'm a person who is in tune with myself, and I am in tune with my intuition. It told me when I was in my salon, at first I used to play with my girls and be like, I'm leaving y'all bitches, I'm going to LA. Till one day I was in my eyelash room and I was crying. And one of my employees, rest in peace Poochie, came in and was like, Queen, what's the matter? I was like, I gotta go. She was like, what? I said, I gotta go to LA. And I'm bawling.
Wow.
Because I felt in my spirit that I had to go. I was going to close my salon down and everything. I was like, because it was so strong to the point where I had no choice but to move on it.
Right.
So I say all that to say, yes, if you have a dream and your part of your dream is to come to LA to succeed and do something like be an actress or whatever, first of all, look the part. Second of all, make sure that you know exactly what it is you want to do. Put your blinders on and keep it moving. Don't get caught up in the rigmarole of Hollywood, because you'll be on drugs, you'll be a prostitute, and you'll be out here lost.
Yeah.
But if you come here and you know exactly what you want to do, this is the place that it can happen. This is La La Land.
Right.
And it's magical.
If you play your cards right.
If you play your cards by right, it's magical.
Yeah.
For sure.
And but New York is very energy based too.
New York is great for modeling, yeah. Fashion and stuff like that. But in New York, if you move to New York, it's similar movements. At the same time, you can't move to New York and be slow. Because we going to know like you're not from here. See, with us, we know that when you're not from here.
Right.
Out here, you don't know. Everybody combined, everybody rolling with each other. New York, we know like this bitch is not from here. We could tell by the way you talk. We could tell by the way you move. We could tell by the way you walk. We could tell by the way you answer shit. But at the end of the day, I'm grateful to be here in Los Angeles. I'm a New Yorker for life, but this is the place that's changed my life.
You know what I think? I think too, like, I lived a little bit everywhere. I'm from LA. I moved back in 2011, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like LA gives you the hustle and bustle if you want it, and then it gives you like the laid back.
Too. Facts.
And I feel like New York, you're either in it or you're not.
Facts. New York is like a like a ant maze.
Right.
We move through the maze, and if you pay attention, like when you're on Times Square, you will literally see one way walking, the other way walking, but we always in one accord. So we move like a maze.
Right.
Los Angeles, everybody is so laid back. I came here with like a speedy fucking Gonzalez spirit. I came here with a speedy Gonzalez, like, and I realized that, yo, people are like, yo, I'm going to the beach today. I'm like, yo, you're not working? You don't have to go to work? They be like, nah, I'm just going to go on the beach. Everybody, hi. Everybody just, hey, free love. This is like a fucking Woodstock type place. Free love. You got some weed? They going to do bonfires and shit. I never been to a bonfire. So if you know a bonfire, I want to go.
We can set one up.
I want to set up a bonfire. So bonfires, they do shit like that, which I think is dope and good for the soul. I never knew what gluten-free was until I moved here. Still don't know what it is, but I never heard anything about gluten-free before in my life until I moved here. Never knew about juices and juicing and fucking herbs and all this very healthy health, shit and saging. They're very health conscious here. So I could say this. If you do move to Los Angeles, you can live a healthy lifestyle. Unfortunately, I'm not, because I look for all the shit that ain't good for you out here. But if you want to move here and you want to be a vegan and you want to be a vegetarian and all that, this is the place to do it because it's everywhere.
Let me ask you this too, like in terms of like back to the television thing. You know, that's an industry that's sensitive to both of us because of what we do. Mm-hmm. But so people come here and they go to Hollywood and they're like, this don't look like what I saw on TV. But what they say that does look like what they saw on TV is Beverly Hills. They say that's true to what they thought.
Yes, Rodeo.
And just Beverly Hills
For sure.
They were like, Beverly Hills looks like TV.
Beverly Hills.
And Calabasas.
I haven't been to Calabasas yet.
Okay.
But Beverly Hills for sure.
What about Malibu?
Yeah. For sure. Malibu. Ooh, I love driving to Malibu. And when you make that turn and that mountain just appear, the water is beautiful.
Yeah, the water is definitely a little different.
Malibu is definitely one of those places that looks the way it does on TV. Santa Monica Pier. Yeah. It's one of the places that looked the way.
And Venice, too.
Venice as well. No, but they don't show the dirt of Venice. You know, right. Venice is really grimy. They don't show how grimy Venice is, but they do show the little bike rides and stuff like that. But Santa Monica Pier looks exactly like the way they're like TV. Oh, for sure. And the vibe. Santa Monica Pier looks exactly like TV. Beverly Hills looks exactly like Beverly Hills. Malibu looks exactly like Malibu.
What's your thought on the valley? What's your thoughts on the valley?
It's hot.
You said hot?
I think the valley gets hot.
Shout out to the valley.
Shout out to the valley. The valley is like a soup bowl. That shit get hot in the summer. And you know what's crazy? You can feel you cooling off as you drop it out valley.
Yeah.
Like you can literally feel you cooling off.
It'd be like a 10 to 15 degree difference. You know, it's funny. People is like, I live in North Hollywood. Everybody want to hang out in Hollywood and West Hollywood. They think it's like right there. And I'm like,
no. Yo, one of my guy friends that I know who just moved here, he took his ass over to Woodland Hills.
Yeah.
When he was telling me he was going, I said, don't move to Woodland Hills. I said, yo, you're going to be far from everything.
Right.
Now that motherfucker's like, yo, I'm far from everything. I said, I told you don't move to Woodland Hills. Woodland Hills is far.
It's next to Calabasas, though.
Yep. He said he's by the Calabasas thing and by the water line or whatever. I was like, I wouldn't want to move that far because you're away from everything. Right. But I'm going to hang out with him. I'm going to hang out with him because he needs a little piece of Hollywood. He hasn't felt anything. And you know, I've never been to Disney or Universal and I didn't do the City Walk yet.
Oh, I live right there, so we could go up there whenever you want to go.
Yeah, I want
to. I used to be a spot back in the day. Is your friend in the industry?
No, he's in the military.
Okay.
He's not in the industry.
Is he black?
Yeah, he's black.
Okay, girl, you might want to put that.
know? He's one of my regulars who used to come to my salon because I had a, it was like the army boys. Okay. So they used to come to my salon every single day and it was country. So they used to, they the one who put us on a Soldier Boy and they used to do all the dances and shit. My salon used to be lit, but nah, he's a good friend of mine. I need to hang out with him actually. I've been telling him, shout out to Ron. I've been telling him that I'm going to hang out with him and I haven't, but I'm going to give him some time to show him around.
I mean, he listening to the Queen's
Boudoir. Yeah, he's listening. I know he listening.
ASAP, so.
Rah, what's good? But for the most part, I'm grateful to be here. I'm at a point where I'm trying to figure out if this is where I'm going to plant roots. I'm at that age right now where I need to figure out where I want to end up, where I want to have a house, where I want to settle in and possibly have a kid, if possible. So I am at that point. So that's why I'm working on my freedom right now. Obviously, you're sitting in one of my spaces. I'm working on trying to get a few things going for my freedom so that I can figure out, so that it could be something that can go on whether I'm, no matter where I live in the United States of America. So I'm at a point right now where I am definitely debating on where I want to plant roots.
My vision for you, I see you being tri-coastal or bi-coastal. Mm-hmm. I see you staying in LA mm-hmm. for the, you know, forever, but I see you having a home somewhere and a family somewhere, like Atlanta, mm-hmm. maybe New York or something, or maybe, mm-hmm. you know, somewhere out in the desert or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I do see you staying here because you have an empire here that you created and you can't just
up and
walk
leave
away
it,
from
right?
it. You know what I mean?
That's what keeps me at bay. The thought of what I have
accomplished.
Yeah, that's the only thing that keeps me at bay. I promise you, I'm not even going to hold you up, Sean.
To hear this full unedited episode, go to patreon.com/hearASAP or follow the link in the description. And don't forget, if you're listening on Apple, please subscribe, rate, and write a review. And if you're listening on Spotify, please follow. I'm Sean Allen, live on every platform. See you guys on the next one.